Hey folks, it's Murph. Welcome back to the second episode of Sound and Vision, a skateboard podcast. Sitting here with Dave Moyer in FDR Park. How's it going, Dave?
It's going great, man.
Sick. So where are you from?
I guess I was born in Sellersville, like Bucks County.
Okay.
But I've lived a lot of places. Trailer Park in upstate New York for like...
Upstate New York?
Yeah, I think it was like Elmira. It's like
I've heard of that.
I think it's by Watkins Glen or something.
Sick.
It's beautiful, but the trailer park was beat. But it was like six people in a two-bedroom trailer. It was pretty crazy.
One of those like double-wide things, or like
it was a single-wide.
Sick. Hell yeah.
Dope. But yeah, I've lived a lot of places. But sick. I think I've been in Philadelphia for
I don't know, guessing.
Almost 18 years or something.
Sick. So what's your earliest memory of skateboarding?
California Freeformer from KB Toy Store.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like a brown one. I later came up on one and put like regular wheels on it and like
Did you just see that in the store, or did you see somebody riding it, or like?
No, well, I definitely seen a kid ollie, I think, in front of my aunt's house when I was a kid, and I would obviously had no idea what the fuck was cool.
What year was that? Do you have like a general idea?
Oh man, it would be the 80s at least, like late 80s.
Okay, sick. Late 80s.
I seen a kid ollie in Tic Tac. Honestly, Tic Tac I thought was like a pretty cool trick.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is that? He's like creating momentum and just standing there. That's cool. If you could just stand around and create momentum, that shit's
fuck
awesome.
Yeah, and do ollies too. That's super
sick. I think he ollie up the curb and tic tac. But I think my first skateboard was definitely like a little banana board.
Banana board?
Yeah, from a toy store.
Sick. You bought it like brand new?
My stepdad did.
Yeah.
He would pick us up on the weekends. Wasn't even my dad. He's a rad dude. Pick up me and my sister, or my sister and I, and take us shopping, essentially.
Sick.
It was like fucking toy day.
And you got, that was your first skateboard.
Yeah. I think I got some Thundercats initially, and then I was like, I seen a skateboard.
Sick.
So yeah, I got a skateboard, and I think even fat boards were out at that point. I guess that's what I called them.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. The standard, like, when you think of, like, a Kmart board.
Right. The first fat board I had was, like, a roller derby, and it had, like, the best bearings.
Roller derby.
Yeah.
That sounds familiar.
My biological father got me that for Christmas, I think. Okay. He was, like, trying to be cool.
Oh, shit.
But,
how old were you? Do you have, like, any idea?
Of how old I was then?
Sorry to interrupt. There's a guy walking up the on-ramp of 95 right now. That's pretty gnarly.
He looks like this union carpenter I know named Nick.
It might be him. Might be going to work. But, yeah, how old were you? Do you have an idea when you got that? Like, the fat board?
Yeah, I mean, it seemed like a lifetime, but it was probably a couple years between that.
Between the banana board and that?
Yeah, but it was the fastest one in the neighborhood on a downhill race.
So that changed the fucking game?
Changed the game, because I could win the downhill contest. And it literally wasn't shit, but it was terrifying as a kid.
Yeah,
you know?
Dude, absolutely. Fuck yeah. So were you hooked on skating, or was there...
Around that exact same time, I remember I learned frame stands on a Diamondback. So I always rode BMX and skated.
Yeah.
Like, but most of BMX was like shittily trying flat ground BMX. But like
freestyle stuff?
Yeah, but like with like Vietnamese kids that were like already pro and they were like 12.
Whoa.
But they would like show up Dennis McCoy fucking demos, you know?
No shit.
But,
Dennis McCoy.
But, yeah, the real BMX dudes were, like, the boys in the woods. They rode, they built trails in Percocet and Sellersville, Bike Barn, Beer Distributor, and, yeah, it was just an awesome crew of dudes that built and rode the shit, kind of like FDR.
Right.
So it was, like, that was more my thing before I skated, but then I moved to a new town, and everybody skated, and there was this kid, Nate Hamburger, he was like the best dude in town at skating. I kind of sought him out.
Sick.
He was younger, but yeah, that kind of sparked it all.
How old were you then?
I was probably, sixth grade. Okay. I think I was in sixth grade.
It's like 11, 12 years
old. I don't know what age that is.
I think that's what that is.
I remember the school, because I had the Diamondback.
Okay.
And then later, actually the skateboarding probably was junior high.
Yeah, around that time, sixth, seventh grade.
Seventh grade, then I skated. But I still rode bikes with the BMX dudes.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like, I mean, that's what I did too. Because it was easy. And if it was raining, you could ride fucking BMX.
Yeah, Delco had all kinds of awesome BMX dudes.
Yeah, they did.
Dave Fox came from there. He was a flat ground BMX. He probably would have been pro. I think he rode for Schwinn? But I think he really wanted to ride a Mongoose.
Yeah, that was my first bike. So junior high is when you're really like, you're like, all right, I'm a fucking skateboarder.
Yeah, my junior high and my high school were both like the skate spots in the town.
Really?
Yeah.
And was there a lot of kids like skating?
There was like five.
Okay.
And it was not cool at all.
Yeah.
Definitely wasn't cool to be a skateboarder.
Right.
BMX, like, no one even knew you did that, you know? Yeah. It was like everybody rode a bike.
Yeah, yeah.
But there was actually like a pretty good crew of BMXers. There was this kid, Chris Bleem. He was like a racer that he had a fucking tabletop in front of his parents' house, and me and Dax, who skated, knew about it, and we rode our BMX bikes over to his house to jump the tabletop in front of his parents' house.
Right.
For sure.
Just fucking barge it.
There was like this crazy dude that would try backflips. Like, I'm talking about, dude, it had to be like 1990 at least. And there was a kid trying backflips, just landing on his head in the backyard fucking.
That's fucked.
Backyard jumps.
Good thing it was at somebody's parents' house.
We just thought he was stupid. We didn't think it was a good idea.
You didn't think he could actually pull it?
No, we were just doing one-footers, no-footers, and tabletops. Yeah. This dude's like...
trying backflips?
Yeah. There was new people around to fucking impress.
Captain Booyah.
He really was, dude.
That's sick.
I haven't even thought of that dude in fucking 20 years.
Yeah, that's fucking gnarly.
There was always a good crew, like, where I grew up in, like, the woods. Sticks, for whatever reason, there was, like... BMX and skateboarding was thriving in the middle of fucking nowhere. So that's why I understand where, like, dudes come out of nowhere and destroy shit.
That's all they have to do.
Like, yeah.
So that's the only thing they, you know, they just get super fucking good.
Right. Like Jeff Rass from Missouri, maybe.
Yeah. Dude's a fucking animal. Here's another one. What was your first fucking board you got from the skate shop? Like your first legit...
Eddie Radigy. Or no, it wasn't Eddie Radigy. My homie got it for Christmas. And then a couple of years later, I think my stepdad would just take me to the skate shop because he knew it was like all I cared about. You know? And I got a Fred Smith 3 Loud One model.
Oh, sick.
Pretty cool. Alva.
Yeah. Was it a complete, or you just get the...
No, I just had the deck. I had, like, whatever random trucks I probably got from Nate Hamburger, you know?
Yeah, yeah. The kick-me-downs from...
From a little kid.
Dude. Yeah, he was younger than you?
He's younger than me.
No
by, like,
shit.
3 years, but...
That's sick.
Yeah, yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Fuck. I thought he was going to be older.
No, he's definitely, like, a younger kid that everybody was like, he's the best dude in town.
Best kid.
And he definitely was. He lived up to everything these dudes said. Because back then, like, honestly, I met other dudes, like, in parking lots because I happened to be skating a curb in, like, this new town I was at in a new house with my mom and sister or whatever. Like, all of a sudden, new town again. It's like I go skate around.
Yeah.
And there'd be a random dude in a parking lot. And it's like, you don't know this dude.
Right.
And it's like, I definitely don't like talking to people on the street too much, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
But it's an instant bro down. Like, yo, you skate? Because there's, like, fucking nobody.
Yeah, and like you were saying earlier, in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Yeah. This was Souderton, Pennsylvania, like, out back of a CVS.
Yeah.
There was, like, a wooden picnic table and, like, a curb or something like that.
Yeah.
But, like, instant friends. And then we became friends all through high school.
And that was that dude, Nate Hamburger? Or a different
guy? It was the same crew, but it was, like... this Kevin Ziegler kid.
Sick. Damn, so you're just skating all through fucking high school?
Oh, just, yeah, definitely. I mean, that was, like, I don't know, the only thing to keep you sane, you know?
Right.
I feel like skateboarding has saved a lot of lives, even, you know?
No doubt.
Definitely mine.
So at what point did cheapskates come into play? Am I jumping the gun a little
No, not at all. It's like cheapskates was already a thing then, you know? There was already, like, vert destroyers, like Sean Miller, Rick Charnowski.
Yeah.
And then, fucking, I don't even know, Rob Mertz. I worked there, so I can, like, remember all the boards signed on the wall. It was, like, everybody. Mike McGill, Tony Hawk was there.
Yeah, just coming through doing demos. They would, like, sign the board.
Yeah, when, like, that shit was dead.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Early 90s.
I think Tony Hawk, like, showed up and, like, slept in the office because he was, like, jet-lagged. You know? Or that's what they said. I didn't know. I was a little kid. I didn't know why Tony Hawk needed a nap. He's like, damn.
Partied too hard.
But I remember that room. It was like storage. I was like, that's where all the cheapskates t-shirts were. And yeah, it was like Bob's office. Bob Roth. He was the guy that owned the place.
What year did that place open up? Do you know?
No idea. I do know that it originally started in Doylestown, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
It was called Cheap Ice Skates. So he was like, I think he started off. I don't think he was a skater at all. Sold ice skates, and it was called Cheap Ice Skates.
Cheap Ice Skates.
Cheap Ice Skates. He was like selling used ice skates, I think. No, he didn't even have a rink.
He was just selling ice skates.
It was just a fucking, who knows with that guy. It's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, he had a fucking, he had a Fiero that was a fucking kit car that looked to look like a Ferrari, right? And I remember me and, or Skopakis, Dax and I would be like, yo, dude, let's see the engine, you know?
Yeah.
And it was, and he would never show us the engine, but he was always spray painting the fucking interior of this Fiero. Because I'm like, what are you doing, dude? And he's like, what are you doing to the Ferrari? He's like, I'm restoring it. But it was a Fiero kit car.
Right.
And then I learned about that shit. Because when I seen him later in life, people were really like, check out my Ferrari. I'm like, you made that out of a Fiero.
That's fucking hilarious.
I guess so.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
But yeah.
It's
a million cheapskate story.
Fooling one on little kids.
But yeah, so Cheap Ice Skates essentially turned into Cheap Skates, where they were, Bob told me himself he like needed stuff to sell in the off season.
Yeah.
So he started selling skateboards. Made perfect sense.
Yeah.
And then, you know, down the road, fucking build a skate park, build a vert ramp. I think Mark Podersky might have built the first one. I could be wrong on that, but I know he built the first bowl with a wooden bowl.
Right.
What I'm trying to think. Compound miters as fucking corners.
Jesus.
You know, I don't even
say.
I think Mean Gene taught me that once and I forgot it a half hour later.
Damn. So you worked there. Did it have like a shop there or were you just like?
Yeah, I worked there in high school. I got like $5 an hour or something. Oh, yeah. Do carpet, paint. Mostly clean up trash and put up signs like, yo, this is your skate park too, like clean up after yourself, assholes.
Mop the ramps and shit.
Yeah, mop the ramps. Sometimes shake up a Coca-Cola and spray the ramp.
Get a little grippy.
Punch a hole in the side and spray the ramp so that Tom Boyle would have more grip.
Yeah, when did you meet Tom Boyle?
Probably around 15.
When you were 15?
Yeah. Barker, I think I met earlier, like going there when someone's parents would pay for me to go or something. Because you had to pay, so I never got to go there till like later in life.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, it's definitely where you learn, like, get out of the fucking way.
Yep. I remember going, the first ever like indoor skate park I went to was that place Boards and Blades in Delaware County. It was like right off of 322. That's where I learned how to drop in.
Boards and Blades. It
Boards
was like
Blades. There's a Fairman's shop in it.
Cheapskates had eventually started selling rollerblades at the end, but it's like, really? why wouldn't they? Started off as ice skates.
Yeah, yeah. But I remember going in there and like you could like almost smell like pain. Or it was like, to me, like the sawdust reminded me of the, trying to drop into my wrist just being jacked so many times that like...
Was it the smell of Masonite? Because when you bring up cheapskates, all I can smell is... I can actually smell Masonite.
Yeah.
And I love the smell of fucking some shirt covered in fucking... I got a cheapskate shirt for $10. Smells like cheapskates.
Right.
Because it was covered in like 4 inches of Masonite dust. But you didn't give a fuck.
No, but it just... Every time after that day when I learned how to drop in, because I was just eating shit. And then like, it just reminded me of just being hurt. Like I would walk in
and be like, being hurt.
Fuck, I'm in pain already and I just got here. Like shit like that. But yeah, that indoor skate park, like all wood, yeah, Masonite, like smell.
I mean, when you
never forget it.
When you have to go to a job the next day, it's like skateboarding will remind you of being hurt, but it's like... Sounds stupid, but it's definitely the first thing that reminds you of like how not to be hurt, man. Yeah. You could just, everything goes away, your mind fucking clears up.
Yeah, of course. Get away from all of that shit.
Yeah, everything. You're not thinking about anything else.
It's great.
Unless you're like worried about something detrimental, like you might go to jail, but that's not me.
Yeah. Yeah, you saw some fucking epic shit go down there, huh?
Yeah,
like some gnarly sessions.
At the time, I definitely knew how lucky I was. Like, I would not even skate. I would just sit there and watch Tom and Darren skate vert, you know, Mendito. Yeah. And whoever else, you know, there was a million dudes. There was the Lopez brothers.
Yeah.
There was some dudes from Phoenixville. I wish I could remember their names. Everybody, dude. Cheapskates was like, people came there and it was in the, by my house in the middle of goddamn nowhere. Yeah.
You fucking lucked out.
Everybody. But it's like the kids from my town had already been skating there and I didn't know anything about it.
Right.
But it was like I skated, you know.
Yeah.
And honestly, I guess I met Dax, you know. He worked there when he was like probably fucking 12 or something. He had a ramp at his house.
Really?
Some of these kids had ramps at their houses, but I never skated them because I didn't know them. I was like...
Right.
And back then, honestly, like there was some ramps that like you had... You had to, like, drink a 40 and smoke a fucking blunt before you were even allowed to skate. That was more Percocet.
But... Shit.
But they weren't wrong.
Right.
But they weren't skating either. They were just watching.
Yeah, they were just there to fucking watch kids eat shit.
Yeah. But they had a ramp. I saw a photo of it the other day. It was, like... That's it had, like, a tree growing through the middle of it that was, like, 12 feet tall.
Jesus Christ. So at that point, were you getting any, when you started skating there more and shit, were you getting any, like, starting to get coverage or anything?
Oh, no, it wasn't like that at all. It was, like, it's just what you did.
Right.
And then kind of as, like, some backwoods fucking kid almost. I don't even know how to explain it, but you kind of see there's, like, this whole other world that it might be your world.
Yeah.
And, No, so I would just go, skated mostly street, but ramps at that time. There was this kid, Craig Danoff, he was like my best friend in high school. Or I guess he was my best friend. He was a total dick to me, but it's like, I think that was my best friend.
Right.
But he was a real good ramp skater, you know?
Yeah.
And he had been going there for years with that dude, Dax. And eventually, you know, when I... was in, I guess, that crew, I started going with them and learning how to skate ramps. I think I learned blunt to fakie actually on a quarter pipe in Craig Danoff's driveway because he just tortured me all day. Because he could do it every time and then he just made fun of me. But then he, I think, eventually told me to grab the nose and then I did blunt to fakie from grabbing the nose.
You just yanked it in?
Yank it in.
Sick.
And then, yeah. So I learned how to do blunt to fakie in a driveway, and then these dudes brought me to cheapskates. And then I met fucking legends.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I remember just seeing, like, old, like, videos. I guess even when I was starting to buy videos, there was still cheapskates, like, footage. And then... But, yeah, a lot of vert, and then just people crushing, like, that little, like, street course. Or
when the street course happened, it was I think it was like my senior year of high school. I think I went 30 days out of, no, I missed 90 days out of like whatever a high school year is.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember dropping out, but it was like the year that...
I think that's like almost half.
It was the year that they built the street course at Cheapskates. And I had broken my ankle trying to double kickflip off the deck of this kid's ramp. There was actually another barn ramp. Mm-hmm. It's like a pole barn by my house. And I tried to double kickflip off the deck and I fucking broke my ankle. So, all right, 12 weeks for a broken ankle or something back then, and fiberglass cast. So I would imagine it was 10 weeks. I was in a leg cast, and the last 2 weeks was Christmas vacation. And I sawed my fucking leg cast off so I could skate the new fucking street course. Because they had just finished it. And that's, I was fucking so rad. Fucking hyped. There was a pyramid. The pyramid was like, changed everything. It was like street and ramps. It was great stuff. And I was so hyped that I cut my leg cast off. I had a board in my room. And I remember as soon as I cut it off, I fucking, with a hacksaw, I like slid metal down the sides and just sawed down it.
Oh my God.
Well, I seen them cut off a previous one, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So I knew where to make the cuts. And so I just cut it off myself. And I would wear the fucking boot over my sneaker while I was sleeping at night so my mom wouldn't know. And then one day she came in my room and saw my foot hanging out.
She was pissed.
And she was like, what the fuck? Took me to the orthopedic surgeon, I guess. He was so pissed. And then he x-rayed me and he was like, you're lucky. He's like, you're so fucking lucky, dude. I don't think he said fuck because he was a doctor, but he was like...
He wanted to.
Yeah, he was mad. And he said, you're lucky, it's fine. But I literally cut it off, stood on a skateboard, and tried to ollie on the carpet in my bedroom, and thought I snapped it in half again. Probably cried and laid back in my twin bed. But then I skated the skate park the next week on Christmas vacation, probably with a broke-ass ankle.
Yeah, it all worked out.
I definitely cruised around, I remember. It worked out.
Yeah. Yeah, you're just stoked. They built a fucking street course. Super hyped.
It was the best thing ever, dude.
How did the blunt to fakie happen on the board with no bearings?
Because
that's Cheapskates.
Actually, that's not what it was. It was a rock to fakie on the vert.
Oh, it was a rock to fakie.
At Cheapskates. But there was like a backside blunt on the first board that you brought up.
Yeah, yeah.
That I put like actually urethane wheels on. They weren't like hard plastic. But I think it was Thrasher like Volume 2. It's called like 911 Emergencies. And Skopakis, Jason Skopakis, bought a high eight. And that was, like, early in the game. It was, like, same time as Dan Wolf, I think. And he was, like, contributing to Thrasher. Like, and he would, I don't know, that dude would just tell me to do shit, and I would do it. Yeah, because he was already, like, he was hanging with all the vert dudes, like, Tom, Darren. They all skated vert, like, and I was a street skater. And they would, like, they would definitely force me to skate vert. So any vert tricks I can do, it's because they forced me to do it, and I was scared out of my mind. And I think every time I drop in still, I just, like, drop in and, like, free fall to the transition. Still, probably. But, yeah, Jason was a filmer, and he's the dude I went to... I went to San Francisco in like 96, I think, with him.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up.
And he filmed for Thrasher. He contributed clips and stuff, and they were using them. So it was very early.
Yeah, so that night, I think it was like 911 Emergency. You had a trick tip in that too.
Yeah, I was skating with Rick and Serge that day. And Jason was the filmer. We're getting tricks for that video. Tricks. It sounds funny. Serge was always cool. Rick wasn't always cool, but it's like, that's why you like Rick, I guess, you know? It's like, oh, you're a dick too. I understand, it's okay.
Yeah.
But we skated City Hall and had to, like, I don't know, film like us talking about a trick tip. It was like, I don't know. Would it have been Ruben Orkin, maybe, that told him to do these things? Maybe.
Yeah, probably.
I would think, yeah.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, dude. That dude was awesome. I sat in his dark-ass office, I remember, in, like, 96 with him in, like, with Jason, and we couldn't have been more than 19 or 20. Yeah. And it was crazy. It was like walking into a magazine from Pennsylvania. Right. We got to go to fucking Chris Sen's Skater of the Year because Jay was...
No shit.
Jay was Thrasher's staff, I guess.
Right.
So I was his plus one. Because we were there and homeless for sure.
Well, yeah. So, I mean, that was definitely something I wanted to ask you about, the whole like SF experience. Like, did he get called out to go out there, or was he just like, yo, let's go on a trip and
fucking... it wasn't anything like that.
Yeah, I mean, I know you were out there, but
I think
don't
I just dropped out of high school. Everybody, the whole crew lived at my mom's, like, mm-hmm. Whatever. My mom was a dick to me, but loved all my friends.
Yeah.
So it was like, it was cooler to go home if I brought like four dudes with me.
Right. Yeah.
Because then she would be entertained by the harem of dudes I brought her. it was easier.
Yeah.
So basically all these dudes lived there, you know, and they had homes, but
right.
My house was
there was always the, you know, the one house out of the crew that like we would always end up back at.
She was cool. She would give us Newports and lights and natural ices.
Sick.
Or no, we would steal the natural ices. We weren't of age. Right. She didn't give them to us.
Just smokes.
Just cigarettes. Cigarettes. Newports are fine. And send us to fucking get... buy her beer.
Nice.
I'll get what you're getting. Like, yo, you're not getting a 40 of Cokie 800. We'll get you some natural lights.
Fuck yeah.
But yeah, so... back to your question. Sorry. Jason was like, yo, I'm going to California tomorrow. His grandparents had just bought him like a brand new Honda Civic. I think it was like a 95 Civic. I remember it was like a plum color two-door coupe. And we literally got in a car and like, he's like, I'm leaving tomorrow. I'm like, I'll get together as much money as I can. And somehow I came up with $500.
Oh shit.
And my stepdad fucking was like, yo, if you get in any trouble, here's a credit card. I didn't even talk to this dude, but he was like worried. And I didn't use it the whole time until Jason was too much of a pussy to steal gas. So I got us a hotel room and some gas.
Sick.
So I probably still owed Don Krebs $120.
Was that on the way out there or at the end?
It was on the
trip?
Way home.
Okay.
He actually had to sell the high eight to get us home.
Oh shit. Well, yeah, I want to get into the whole, like, were you hitting up, did you stop in any places along the way?
Oh, shit, dude. We stopped in fucking Albuquerque, New Mexico. I mean, we stopped a lot of places. Like, yeah, we'd just be driving. There's a lot of shit along the highway.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it's the whole fucking country.
But, yeah, the best fucking spot was Albuquerque, New Mexico. We stopped there, and we're looking for skate shops, probably, to like trade product that we had, you know. Mm-hmm. Like we needed I needed sneakers actually.
Yeah.
I needed half cabs, not DCs or something. So I had some DCs to trade. And they were like, obviously looked at us like we stole them. But we didn't. So we were like, fuck this place, and we left and we found another skate shop and it's called Stuntman Skateboards and Lowrider Bikes.
Okay.
I'm like, yo, let's go in this place. It was like it looked like a house. So we go in this house, in the front room, they had a small skate shop. And we end up, you know, talking to the dudes or whatever. We actually ended up with a tour guide, this dude from Tallahassee, Florida. And we traded, like, two boards for, like, a quarter ounce of weed that we ripped the door panel off. And, like, because we still had to go through, what, fucking, I don't even remember.
Whatever's after
New Mexico.
Yeah, Arizona's a pretty gnarly state to go through with weed.
I think that's what they said. They'll lock you up for a joint.
Yeah, yeah.
So this dude, we're like hanging out or whatever. He lets us trade some DCs for half cabs. And we give this dude two boards for weed. There's a million stories. But either way, at the shop, we fucking go back. It was Ryan Simonetti is the guy that owned the shop. So we go, he lived in the back. He had like a room.
Yeah.
So we go in the back to like watch skate videos even, you know? Like,
yeah.
Like, it's bizarre, you know?
Yeah.
So we're in this dude's bedroom watching skateboard videos, basically. And he's got a picture of Skopakis on the wall. It was like a slap photo, like a two-page spread. I forget who shot it, but it was like a frontside flip disaster. Like fucking neck high.
Yeah.
From...
Yeah. You want to see where I got paid for?
Smoke. I just have rollies. I could roll you a cigarette. Like, that's all I got. Yeah, yeah, this is all I got.
You know how to see
it's tobacco.
Yeah, he doesn't smoke.
I don't smoke.
I just have these I can make you.
Yeah, no all worries, right. Man.
Where were we?
Brian Simonetti had a fucking...
picture of Jason Skopakis doing a frontside flip disaster on his wall. Like, taped up like he was a little kid. And I was like, yo, Jay, that's you. I don't know. I haven't talked to that guy since, but... a lot of my friends have and shit or whatever. I think we're friends on Instagram.
Who? Simonetti?
Yeah.
That dude stayed at our fucking the Tasker house. Johnny and Anthony were on tour with him fucking doing the Zoomies shit.
Oh, that's right, dude.
Because that guy Abraham, who was like running that crew, came to FDR. Johnny like talks about it in his episode where he's like,
so it comes full circle. What did I meet you guys 10 years ago?
Yeah.
And I ended up at that house every fucking day?
Yeah, yeah. And then he fucking... I mean, it was around that same time. You guys might have crossed paths at the park. Who knows? I don't know, but...
yeah, I probably have seen him since, but... yeah, it was awesome.
That's fucking crazy, dude.
So dude gives us a tour guide. I wish I could remember the guy's name. And we go to a pool at a old folks' home that I thought was like a... what's the word? Defunct or... abandoned old folks home, but it wasn't. It was going on. Their pool just happened to be empty, and we climbed this fucking brick wall to get in there with like 8 dudes, I think. And there was dudes that looked like straight up fucking farmers that were like fucking doing frontside airs like in the deep end. This pool was no joke, dude. I literally was like carving in the deep end or in the shallow end, barely. Like, I'm gonna do some wall rides and carve around.
Yeah.
All these dudes, there was like dudes that looked like they didn't even skate, destroying it. And then we smoked bowls that the tour guide brought, and he was calling it Tallahassee style, but it was like Mexican dirt weed filled with seeds, and it would like pop and shit.
Yeah.
He's like, Tallahassee style. I'm like, that seeds.
Yeah.
I honestly think I had the fucking same weed when I was in San Francisco at the Skater of the Year party. But I didn't have a pipe or anything to smoke shit out of, so I hit up a random dude. The random dude happened to be Justin Gerard with good weed, but his pipe was clogged as shit. I don't know if he was fucking with me, trying to give me fucking good weed, or because he definitely turned down what I showed him.
That's sick.
But yeah, everybody was there. I think like Scott Johnson, Mike Carroll. Oh, yeah. It was fucking weird.
How long were you in SF for?
Like a month and a half, maybe. It was around Christmas in, like, 96, I remember. Skating Union Square while people were Christmas shopping.
Was EMB still going?
It was going enough. We went there, but it was, like, a bust, I think.
Yeah.
And it's, like, I don't know. What do I have for that place?
EMB?
Yeah, I don't know. It's, like, it was so overwhelming, dude. I went
to, of course.
The best part was we went to Hubba Hideout in the fucking dark.
That's sick.
And vert skater fucking Jay, that I never really even skate street, 50-50'd Hubba in the dark frontside.
Yeah.
And then, so he was the filmer so with the high eight, so... He handed me the camera. He's like, film this. And I was always horrible at it, so he would always yell at me. But there's definitely footage somewhere of him going for the frontside nose grind and slipping out on the wax on the top and just getting bodied from like halfway. Shit was so fucking gnarly. Dude, the thing's like chest high when you're standing at the top.
That's what I've heard.
So it was like, all right, maybe I can ollie about halfway out and get some.
And get like half of it,
But we never even went back. Like, I was terrified. But I know around the exact same time, Jared Wiener, like, lip slid that shit. I think he was, like, Creature Flow at the time.
Yeah.
But it was, like, right after that, around the same time. And it's, like, that was my homie. So it was, like, I realized, like, holy fuck. Like, that's some serious shit. That's the next level shit.
Right.
Anything on Hubba Hideout.
Yeah.
I have nothing.
where were you skating? Did you skate like Fort Miley?
No, actually, I really wanted to skate Fort Miley, but we stayed at the fucking Knoll Street house. I don't know how you say it. It was Knoll? in North Beach. Knoll.
Street.
I think Deluxe eventually bought that place.
Yeah.
But prior to that, it was this dude, John Klein, like worked at Deluxe, like answering phones or something. So it was his house with this dude, Errol, and his brother.
Uh-huh.
It was kind of like Chinatown, North Beach, but...
Yeah.
Whatever, it was like in this alley that I would see like cat-sized rats like battling. I would like sleep on the floor in that house. But I think Lance Dahl set us up.
Okay.
He told John Klein, he was like, "It's like, yo, these dudes are gonna stay with you." Because I guess we were hanging out at Thrasher and he was at photo editor of Slap at the time in the basement.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Wei-An Chung, I think, was the dude at Slap. He let us stay at his house. I forget where the fuck that was. So we stayed there first prior to Knoll and then ended up at Knoll. But I definitely saw Jackie Chan movies for the first time at Wei-An's house.
Sick.
He's like, "Well, you don't know about Jackie Chan?" Hell no. I think we watched Police Story and I slept on the floor of his bedroom. But then we slept on the floor of Knoll Street. I gave Jay the couch because he drove the whole way there.
Right.
Slept in a sleeping bag on the floor and you could like hear rat. I would sleep with like the sleeping bag over my head because you could hear rats running past you.
Jesus.
You turn on the light in the kitchen and there'd be like six fat ones like, and they would like disappear under the stove.
Oh, that's bad, dude.
But it was dope as hell.
Yeah, of course.
You're in but, San Francisco. Oh, so John.
That's a legendary fucking skate house, man.
Mike Globke was this dude from Michigan. I think they were all, it was a whole Michigan house.
Uh-huh.
And they all like transplanted there. And he actually took a better liking to us than John did. Mm-hmm. And I think they even had like, they had bunk beds. So it was like in their bedroom. So it was tight quarters. I get it.
Yeah.
And we were just drunk and fucked up. So we were probably annoying. And I remember John Klein was like, I think he told Lance, like, "I told them they could stay for a night." And Globekey was like, "I told them they could stay for a week." So then it was like on, you know?
Yeah,
we're
yeah.
like, "Cool, we're good. We don't have we to sleep in the car right now."
Yeah.
And I would like wake up in the morning and be like, "All right, let's go." He would talk about the Pier 7.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be like, "Yeah, I'm down. Like, it's like Love Park kind of for you guys. Like, let's do this." Yeah. And I would wake up and he'd already be gone. He'd leave without me. So then I would have to, like, find my way down to Pier 7 and, like, skate alone for the most part. And right. I did, and it was, like, awesome. And then, like, I think Jay was, like, skating vert at Max's or something.
Damn, that's sick.
Yeah, I think actually at that time, Phelps was, like, Jay's, like, "I'm going to skate vert at Max's." And that was, like, fucking dream for this dude, right?
Yeah.
And I think Phelps was, like, "You gotta either roll in backside... You gotta roll in backside first try, or do kickflip indies first try," because that was like the hot shit then, I guess. For
yeah,
work.
I guess his whole thing was roll in or get the fuck out.
Yeah, that's roll it. I think it was roll in backside or do kickflip indies first try, and I only know this because Jay told me he said that to him, and he's shook. And I'm like, "Well, it looks like you're gonna have to do kickflip indies first try because I know you can do that."
Yeah,
but I don't know what happened. I went and skated separately.
Yeah.
I don't know. I had all that weed from New Mexico I was talking about. So the other roommates were, Errol was hyped, you know? So I would just hang out at the house and I'd be like, "I got all this weed. You want to smoke weed?" Like all day, every day.
Yeah.
And then go skate. And he was like, I remember like astounded that I wanted to share that much weed.
Really?
Yeah. So then the next thing you know, I'm on this dude's fucking on the back of his Vespa wearing a Pro Tech and he's showing me the outlook in San Francisco and we're bombing the hill on a Vespa.
Sick.
The Stacy Peralta hill.
Yeah.
And I don't know what's up. I've never been on a motorcycle or a scooter, let alone on the back of someone else's in a Pro Tech.
Yeah.
And we're bombing the Stacy Peralta hill. And he's leaning into the corners. I'm leaning the other way because I'm fucking terrified.
Yeah.
And he's screaming at me.
"Lean with me."
Yeah. Screaming at me like I probably almost killed us.
Oh.
But But yeah, Arrow was tight. He skated too. I never skated with him. I just smoked weed in his room where we ripped bongs, and then I would go skate the pier by myself.
That's sick. Were you hooked up, because you told me this before, were you hooked up with Deluxe before you went out there? Or
I was never hooked up with Deluxe.
I thought you were getting like
Fires and I feel like they sort of like, all right. Honestly, that wasn't the very first place we stayed was Andy's Ramp in Oakland. Okay. And so when we initially got there, we hit up Barker. Because that was our connection.
Yeah.
And we met up with Barker at a bar eventually. I wasn't of age for sure. So we're at a bar, we meet up with Barker, and Barker's like, dude, I'm like sleeping in like a boiler room or a closet. And he's like, can't help you guys. And we're like, fuck, all right. So we hit up Gravedigger, or he had the Gravedigger's number. It's Mike Bavarnik. He's a guy from Boston, Sloppy Sam's crew.
Okay.
Like Sloppy Sam builds parks, yeah, in Rhode, yeah, Island, whatever he did, I don't know. Actually, that was like the first time I seen the Obey stickers on Here the Giant Has a Posse. Like, mm-hmm. What the fuck is that?
Yeah, yeah.
But I guess Shepard Fairey was friends with them, and he would like give them boards. I think they had Giant Brand Board Company.
Sick.
Not to be fucking associated with Giant Distribution, I guess.
Yep.
Which is like NHS or something. Maybe. I don't know.
No, yeah, Giant was.
But anyway, that was the first time I'd seen those. They all had the stickers. That's all had sick. These boards. But yeah, so we stayed with the Gravedigger. He lived in, there wasn't even a room. It was next to the ramp. It was a vert ramp and a mini ramp in Oakland called Andy's Ramp. I guess Andy was away. That's probably why we were allowed to stay there on the couches next to the ramp. But it was the ramp where Cardio did a air through the rafters. Yeah. It was that ramp. And Jay, being the vert skater, perfect, you know? Like,
yeah.
He fucking was doing, like, face-high, backside tail grabs on the fucking vert side. I was, I don't know, probably doing pressure flips to fakie on the fucking...
Mirror.
Not even. But still, it was that long ago. But yeah, that was the first place I stayed. It was awesome. And I was like, I gotta build a place like this when I'm an adult.
Yeah, of course.
Now I'm an adult, or sort of, and I never have done that.
Whatever, you still got time. That's a fucking... That's a lot of shit, dude. A vert ramp a fucking mini ramp.
So the Deluxe hookup, I think Bavarnik might have been working at fucking Deluxe. Mm-hmm. So he gave me a set of wheels, probably a shirt. He, like, hooked me up. And whatever, he was hooked up. He was the Gravedigger, you know?
Yeah.
So he gave me a bunch of shit. But then I think we skated the first Grindline park. Maybe. I don't know which one it was. I think it was Grindline. Or something that sounded like that. Grindline's all concrete. This was a park in Sacramento. It was all wood. And I skated with Ray Barbie and Ethan Fowler.
No shit.
Jay, like, destroyed the vert ramp. And I got down in the street course by myself doing, like, fronts. Doing some Muska flips or something, yeah. But, yeah, got to meet Ray and Ethan. They were like, yeah, the entire experience was like walking into a magazine as like a squirrel eating hillbilly, you know? Like, it was amazing. I like would recommend driving cross country if you have a good destination to anybody in my life.
I've only been to San Francisco one time, but I had like that same deal. I was like, oh, this is fucking like skateboard mecca. Like,
it definitely was a mecca.
And it's a fucking East Coast city on the West Coast, for sure.
It was. I've like, never been to San Diego, but...
Yeah, I've heard...
I've heard people compare Montreal and San Francisco, because it's grimy.
Yeah.
To San Diego and Toronto.
In Toronto? I've been to Toronto, but I've never been to Montreal, but... I was fucking blown away by San Francisco, dude.
It was awesome. Union Square was definitely my favorite.
Yeah.
Just from seeing, like, Sean Young and Fuck Stranger. Charts.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even remember what video, but definitely that video.
It's that video, yeah.
But, what was it? 43 to, like, or Frontside No Comply. Mm-hmm. I don't know if people call it 43. Frontside 180 No Comply. 43 to Fakie 50 down the bench, down, like, the three stairs or something. Like, that was awesome. or Mike Carroll, like whatever, kickflip over, there was like a little bit of a fake bump, you could kickflip over benches, but the top rung was missing, so it like made it a little easier,
right?
But still, it was awesome. I remember it was across from that toy store that mad people were Christmas shopping, or it was close. It was definitely Christmas in fucking San Francisco, and I was like living on the street. It was awesome.
That's so sick. So you were there for a month?
Yeah, a little over maybe. But I definitely came immediately home to Pennsylvania, and I was like, I'm just going to get a job. Like,
yeah.
I don't think... I'm always going to skate, but...
Right.
It was, I don't know, too gnarly. People were too good.
Yeah, I mean, that's... Dude...
It was like, and you're broke 96. And worried about breaking your leg.
Yeah.
Like, if I broke my leg there, I'd be like, cool. Well, no one gives a shit. Not that I want anybody to care, here. But I can't skate, and that's the only reason I'm there.
Yeah. That's fucking crazy.
So I probably would have climbed up that bridge and jumped off.
Did you bomb any of those hills? Were you bombing?
I did. I think I went through like a set of wheels a day. Because of power sliding. I was fucking terrified, dude.
Yeah.
I don't even fucking get it. What's the windy brick one? I remember it's like the most enticing one.
Gerber did it. I know that.
Yeah, like trying to make it through the first corner.
Yeah.
Like, I remember that. And it's like, Gerber made it through the whole thing?
Yeah, Gerber did it.
He made it through the whole thing. Uh-huh. No way. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that's possible, but yeah, that's what skateboarding is now. Like,
he did it.
It's unbelievable.
Just like... I mean, I don't know, like, if you watch shit nowadays, but those GX1000 videos, those kids.
Oh, yeah.
That shit's so fucked up. Take a little break. Yeah, so we're back. So, Dave, you left San Francisco and came back to Pennsylvania. Where did skating pick up from there? What was going on?
Fuck, I'm trying to remember where I live. Oh, my mom. So, my mom fucking split. And, so the crew just rode out the house for like the last of the lease or whatever. Mm. Just raged. It was like party.
Bucks County?
Yeah. It was called Strawberry Fields. It was development in Telford. Mm. And we would just rage out. My little sister at the time fucking saw it too. So she started having parties. And we just fucking... I actually got my first underage drinking because I came home while my sister was having a party. And the cops are already there. But anyway, so yeah, we rode out that house, and then I moved in with Skopakis and his grandparents in Rockledge, Northeast Philadelphia, by like Jardel. Pact was going on.
Yeah.
That was later years. Pact wasn't even going on then. But yeah, there were tons of spots that were untouched. Like, now I see all these spots and videos, but the Northeast was literally untouched. Like, over the rail, into the bank, Jimmy Gorecki, frontside 180, switch frontside 180.
Mm-hmm.
Danny Supa, pop shove it. I actually, at the same time, I lived with Frankie. Well, I moved to Philadelphia eventually, and my first place in Philadelphia was with Frankie. I guess he, like, contributed to Thrasher and whatnot. And I took Damian Smith's fucking old bedroom. Damian Smith fucking actually went to San Francisco, and he was like, yo, my bedroom's open, and like left his bed, everything. So I just moved.
Tagged in and out.
So I just moved in there. I was like, I was 23 actually at that time. Okay. I remember for sure.
Sick.
And so that was my first spot in Philly. And it was cool living with Frankie. We never shot photos together or hung out, but we just lived together.
Both just busy doing your own thing.
You'd wake up Clyde Singleton and be like sleeping on the floor.
Damn.
Like, yo, that's Clyde Singleton.
Damn. He'd just be in town skating. Frankie was shooting photos of him.
Gary Smith came and stayed. We actually skated. Dude. I think we just pushed around Baltimore. A lot, and he fucking hated it, but.
That's fucking rad.
But he those dudes were awesome.
So at this time, are you starting to, like, obviously, I mean, it could be...
Well, I already had given up on the industry entirely. All I did was skate a lot
and
work a day job.
work the day.
But
job.
I still skated with all my homies. Like Damien, I think at that point, he was still riding for Santa Cruz. That dude rode for Santa Cruz for like 7 years.
Yeah.
So all my boards are like Santa Cruz wheels.
You're just getting like homie flow. Just
yeah, it was like homie, still homie flow my whole life, you know? But it was better, you know? There's no pressure, really. I mean, the pressure of your peers is tremendous, but... Right. Yeah,
you didn't have all the pressure they had.
I wanted to be able to take a shower every day.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I got you.
I remember the first time I took a shower when I was living in San Francisco. It was like 3 weeks or something. And I got to take a shower at the Knoll Street house. And I would do it as much
probably
as possible.
It was probably like taking a fucking bath.
But I think John Klein was like, man, I definitely the soap dispenser. I think I like probably used their bar soap. I put the soap back in the fucking wall. And then the shit place is so fucked up. The whole soap dispenser fell the fuck out. Like the tile just fell off the wall, you know? And I had to admit to it, you know?
Yeah.
And it was like, yo, this happened, I'm sorry. And I'm not the type of dude that was like, I borrowed your lawnmower and it fucking broke. Yeah. Your lawnmower's a piece of shit.
Yeah. That's fucking gnarly.
I was like, sorry I fucked your shower worse than the hell it already was.
Whatever, but it could just been the next dude.
Mike Globke was the shit, though. He was like, no matter what happened there, that dude was always like, they're staying.
He was backing you guys?
All day.
Is he from the East Coast or something?
He's from Michigan. Right. They were all from Michigan.
All from Michigan, yeah.
But they had, there was the Knoll Street house was theirs, right. You know? That was like originally.
I think it's still going.
Yeah, no shit. I seen like a video, I think, called the Knoll Street or whatever. I'm like, I know that fucking house.
Six Newell or something. Yeah. Like, Justin Dolan was living there for a minute.
Yeah, exactly. JR, I think when JR eventually went out to San Francisco, he probably stayed there with him. I think that's like where they connected because they were homies.
Did you meet JR when you moved to Philly? Or did you already know him before that?
Hell no. I knew JR since he was like 11 at Cheapskates.
Cheapskates?
He was already like a prodigy. That dude was like a pro fucking water skier when he was 7.
Really?
Yeah. His mom had was at Narstown Boat Club, and his whole family were like fucking like water skiers, like professional water skiers. Yeah,
that shit's gnarly, dude.
Yeah, I actually got to go there at one point. Like, I don't even remember. Like, a couple years before he passed, we went out and like. He drove us around in the water ski boat, whatever. Dude, it was like this metallic little brown or reddish brown boat, maybe.
Yeah, just supposed to go fast.
Yo, with like a big Chevy motor in it, inboard motor.
My papa was a water skier, so like, yeah.
It's like one of those. Race car on the fucking water in the Delaware. Yeah, it would have been the Delaware.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Norristown.
So we go with Yergalite, right? And Yergalite is, at this point, he's already like pro snowboarder for like, I think Ride. I'm probably ruining all the details, but...
Whatever, dude.
Anyway. Yo, this dude did a fucking... I think it was called a Misty Flip, maybe? They're wakeboarding. I'm just, like, drinking on the boat and towing Yergalite around while he shows off. This dude did, like, some kind of crazy flip with a twist. He did a McTwist on a wakeboard. Mm-hmm. His head was, like, 4 inches from the water, like, cooking, like, Mach 12. If fucking his head hit the water, it would have tore off.
Yeah.
But, like, he just did it out of fucking nowhere. Like, you don't do this ever. Yeah. Like, this is not even your thing.
Just busted.
Yeah, but it was, like, I don't know. That's how, I don't know, any people I ever skated with, rode BMX with, did anything. It was, like, the fucking energy you get off of your homies.
Yeah.
And that's all I needed from skateboarding, you know? Right. It's, like, I got a couple photos and was, like, all right, cool. I proved my point. Like, let me just...
You got a trick tip, too. Yeah, man. Don't live down the trick tip.
Anyway. I like Matt O'Brien's.
I don't remember his.
He was an SF dude at the time.
I know who he is, but I don't remember his, like, trick tip.
But I thought of his as, like, yo, that was good.
Mark Johnson had one in that same fucking section. Which is sick.
Yep. Mine was after Salman Agaz. Rick had one, too. Rick had, Nolly Shifty.
Yeah.
And we actually had a trick tip on the same six at City Hall.
City Hall, yeah.
Yeah, Rick.
Oh, dude, that's fucking super rad.
But, like, everybody, like, they were already the showmen, dude. Like, Serge is pushing Rick in a wheelchair, like, out of the Penn Hospital. I forget where we were. And he's like, yo, Rick, how do you do them nolly shifties? Rick's like, oh, nolly shifty?
Nolly shifty.
I'll never forget that shit. It was like, I got to be part of it, you know?
Yeah, it was rad.
And I was like, I don't know. Just being part of anything makes you feel good.
Dude, I remember when
good,
you told me that, I don't know, whatever, we were skating or shooting shit, and you're like, yeah, I had a trick tip in the Thrasher video. And I was like, which fucking one? And you told me, and I think it was like a week later, I was at a thrift store. And it was at that time, or like a couple years earlier, Thrasher fucking put, like, digitized everything, and they put it all in a box set.
Oh, shit.
Every video on a box set, like DVD box set.
Did they start from the beginning?
Yeah, everything.
911 emergencies in there?
Yeah.
Sweet.
I was at a fucking thrift store, and I'm looking through the DVDs, and that was the only DVD out of that box set. And I, like, looked at it, and I was like, what did Moyer tell me? 911 emergency? I was like, yes. And I think I went home and sent you, like, a photo of it on the screen.
Yeah,
you're
like, where the fuck do you get that?
You're like, oh, shit.
I don't even have any of this shit, you know? I think I have, like, two magazines, maybe.
That you have, like, like photos in?
Yeah, I don't really have any videos. I wish I had the Dang Eng video, like, the Livin' Zizi. It was all Philly.
I know Dan Eng.
Yeah, he had a video. I don't know what he's doing now, but...
He's
shooting shotguns in New Jersey.
Yeah, but I think he bartends at the Oyster House.
In Philadelphia?
Yeah, he's got a little boy, too.
Yeah, really? He's in Philadelphia?
Yeah, they live in Mount Airy.
Whoa.
Dan's a shit. Shout out to Dan. I hope you're listening.
Living's easy.
He's rad, dude.
Living's hard as shit.
Dan's super sick. I met him, through an old manager of mine at the tap room.
No, he said he doesn't have any.
He doesn't?
No.
It's not on YouTube or anything?
Nah, dude, fuck. I think it's lost in the sauce. Track.
If anyone's got a copy of that shit, fucking come forward.
Or the Pact video with Omar Alvario and Tony Montgomery. Who's got the Pact video?
I don't know. Tony Montgomery is sick as shit, though. Super sick.
Yeah, their stuff at Love is like, I don't know. It's good.
Yeah. So, yeah, when did you start skating Love? Were you taking trips to Philly when you were, like, younger? Like, high school?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, the first time I went to fucking Love, I was in high school, so it was probably, like, early 90s. And, I don't know. I knew people, the older kids that knew about the Mecca. Who the fuck knows? How do they even know about that?
Right, right.
You know? So, it was like, we're gonna go to the city and skate. And I was like, obviously, I was just some fucking... I don't know, shithead kid that lived with my mom. Like, I had no job, you know?
Right.
Like, I didn't even get allowance.
Yeah.
And I had no money. But my homie Mike Emery had a fucking job at the grocery store pushing carts.
Sick.
So he was like, I'll pay for you. So this dude giving me like $6 or whatever it was then to take the train to Philly was like the shit, you know?
Yeah.
And, so I skated Love, like, back when the homeless people were just chasing people around with screwdrivers. But I remember the fucking Clan was always there, like, Jason, Stevie, Rasul, fucking so many. Joe Cotton, Hung, Sky. I'm forgetting a lot.
All the OGs. Fuck.
But, yeah, like, and it was then, and it was, like, some of them, Stevie was younger than me.
Yeah.
And, like... Honestly, as a kid from the burbs, like, you would get fucking jacked, dude. For, I mean, I don't know who was doing these things, you know?
Right, right.
But it was kind of a scary place, but more exciting than scary. So I just skated.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, all right, cool.
Way to stay out of trouble there.
Yeah. They'd stay out of trouble there, but it was like you became friends with these people, you know?
Right.
And I would have to say I never had a single bad experience there.
That's sick.
You know? They either, I don't know, I guess they liked me, maybe.
Yeah, it sounds like it. That's definitely a thing.
Stevie would come up to Cheapskates, actually, to skate the skate park with, like, whatever crew he bought. And Dax was the only person with a car then. Dax would, like, go pick him up at the Lansdale train station.
Really?
Which was, like... You know, probably 10 miles, you know, it wasn't like easy.
Far enough.
But Dax would be all about it, like, I'll go get that dude.
Sick.
And Stevie rules. Would come kickflip nose slide fucking the pyramid box and shit. Like,
fuck yeah.
So many people, dude.
That's amazing.
That are still relevant. Is that the word? Yeah. In skateboarding, it's awesome.
Yeah.
Like, got to see so many people grow up and do their thing, you know? It's like, I'm not so involved in skateboarding anymore.
With, like, Fred Gall and fucking...
Fred Gall? I remember Fred Gall came through wearing all his pads. And I was like, dude, you're Fred Gall. Like, you don't gotta wear your pads. And, like, he just wanted to follow rules. He was so young. He was like, I'll keep them on. I remember, we were skating a quarter pipe. I'm not wearing pads because I work there.
Yeah, he's like, he's cheap skates.
And
yeah,
he straight up was like, do you skate here every day?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah. But it's like, I didn't understand, you know? Right. He's like, I can tell you're here every fucking day. Like, you know this quarter pipe.
That's so sick.
It's like, you don't have to wear your pads, Fred. You're Fred Gall.
Yeah.
But at that point, he was probably like 13.
Yeah.
You know? He's like 2 years younger than me.
Bam. Bam was rolling through then.
Bam would roll through all the time. Everybody would talk about how good this little kid was. Nose pick, stall, fucking transfer, whatever, over the spine. Oh, yeah. Bam would come with his dad. Mm-hmm. His dad was, like, ill skate dad. Like, that's how Skopakis' grandparents were. Like, his grandparents would bring him. Bam's dad would always bring him.
Yeah.
But, like, most of the rest of us were, like... Someone bought their kid a car to bring us there, and right. You know, and
out of their hair.
Leave.
Yeah. Get the fuck out of here.
But like, Phil was always super involved, you know.
Yeah, awesome, that's sick dude. As shit.
And Skopakis' grandparents, but he was one of the first dudes on Toy Machine. Jamie Thomas used to fucking send him the Burning American flag boards, and we'd go skate Spunk with Chad Kramer and
oh shit,
fucking Sieber, you know. But yeah, I don't know. Jason had all the right connections and shit, and he just, I don't know. Life takes you different routes.
Yeah. Shit was crazy back then, too. Just sending tapes, fucking waiting for magazines to come out or whatever. And
I mean, that guy's...
little crew.
That guy's every week at Cheapskates, wait for the next magazine to come out. There was no Instagram.
No.
Like, dude, you'd fucking study a magazine.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I remember, like, getting catalogs, too. That was sick as fuck.
CCS?
Yeah, dude.
I remember thinking all you guys are punk bitches from ordering your skateboards online.
I never ordered them online.
Before standing on them. How did you buy a skateboard before you ever stood on
them? I ordered one board on the first board. And it was a Pow Ripper Slick.
So you choose cool graphics.
I was in second grade.
Like, yeah, choose cool graphics.
And I didn't know...
What were the cool graphics you chose?
Dude, to be honest, one board that I really wanted... one board that I really wanted was the New School 8-Ball.
Wow, that's very weird.
I really wanted that, and one of the reasons why I really wanted it was because... See ya. I really wanted it because I really wanted a blank black fucking skateboard, because that's when blank board... Like, a lot of photos were, like, blank boards and shit, so you just put the stickers on them. I was like, oh, I'll get that, and then just paint black over the 8-Ball, because the 8-Ball was down by, like, the tail.
Yeah.
Now I can have a blank fucking black skateboard. But I didn't get that one.
Because you were into black metal at 12?
No,
what's your deal?
No,
why?
I just saw photos and magazines.
How do you not like graphics?
I don't know. I was a little kid. That's, like, what I wanted to do.
You saw photos of pros riding a board that wasn't the one they were supposed to be riding,
like,
so they would spray paint it black?
Blank board, yeah, black board.
That was definitely a thing. Most people fucking would ride things that weren't their sponsor.
Yeah.
I think JR had, like, 4 truck sponsors at the same time,
Jesus,
and we would be like, yo, what are you doing, dude? Like, I don't know. Maybe each one of his personalities had a different truck sponsor. But it was like, I don't know, worked out for him.
Yeah. Yeah, you were getting...
Brazenly give me
everything.
Who are
you getting stuff from? You were getting stuff back in the day, right?
I got stuff from New School.
Yeah, where were you when I needed a fucking skateboard with
right.
a fucking 8-ball
I was after
on.
The 8-Ball era.
Yeah.
But that's probably what made me want to ride for them. Not because I was into cocaine, but just because it's the people I looked up to rode for them, you know? It was like... Tom Boyle, you know, rode for them. The graphics were awesome.
Mendito.
They had the, Mendito didn't even ride for them. I think fucking me and Mendito probably got on at the same time. He got on as pro. You know, and Mendito would fucking go to bat for me too. He actually asked me at the, he's like, "You still getting stuff from New School?" From New School? I'm like, "Nah, I like kind of stopped calling them." It's like I moved out of Philadelphia, I think. So I was like, whatever. But I was like, yeah, I don't know. I felt guilty. I just would call them, and all I would do is skate local contests and not really get any coverage, you know? Because all the Eastern Exposure days, that damn Wolf hated me for whatever reason. But
oh, shit.
Or I guess. I don't know. We could ask him.
Yeah, he's listening.
Yeah.
Damn Wolf, give us a call.
No, I mean, I was there the whole time for all of that.
How many boards a month were you getting?
Oh, 14 boards a month from New School.
Jesus Christ, dude.
I would call them every week. I'm like, I had a sponsor, dude. I would ride one and sell the rest. And pay my fucking mom rent or something, you know?
Yeah, that's a lot of fucking boards, dude.
Well, what happened was, I don't know, I would like call so much that just random people would answer the phone.
Oh, so you get a different person every time?
So it wasn't the shippers. Yeah, it was like, I forget the chick's name, but I would like talk to one of the secretaries all the time.
Yeah.
I forget her name, but she was like dating Rune Glifberg or something. She would start putting my boxes together for me.
Oh, shit.
Instead of the shipper. And then I think, I don't know, I probably got her fired because this guy Wade that was the shipper. I remember these people's name. I remember Wade specifically because I would get like four boards and they were like Nintendo graphics because whoever fucking took over the awesomeness that was New School.
Dude, they had the sickest graphics.
Granted, the fucking name is stupid, but for the time, it was cool.
Yeah.
I guess, or it made sense because it was like a different era of skateboarding. Yeah. But this fucking dude, Wade. I remember he like jocked any LA dudes, so they were all riding skinny boards, and I was riding like 8.5, and I would order. I actually rode for Union at the time too, so
Union
I was
wheels.
Getting these Union Super Soft 60s that were good universal wheels, you know. So I was like a fucking kook. So I was ordering vert boards, like yo, send me Tom's board, Darren's board, like as a street skater.
Yeah, and you're street skating.
And I'm street skating, and the dude, I don't know, just thought I was a clown. So he'd send me all these fucking warped boards. Because, I mean, and I have OCD from it to this day. Every time I get a board,
yeah.
I flip it over and look at it flat in the fucking sunlight on the bottom. Like,
yeah.
You can see if that shit's twisted.
Absolutely.
All these things were fucking twisted. So he knew the fucking how to look for a twisted board because he would send me all of them. Fuck you, Wade. For real.
Dude, 14
boards. Now everybody in LA rides 8.5.
Everyone rides 8.5.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I don't know.
I bought 8.5 boards when I was a kid and had no idea that I was doing it. Like, I bought a Matt Reason Silver Star.
Exactly,
it was like an
dude.
8.25.
It was Love Park, man. You rode the big indies, you rode 60s, and you rode 8.5s.
Yeah.
It's just, it was the best thing for that skating.
Well, yeah, and plus,
which
like,
also worked perfect for me skating
a
skate
city.
Park all the time.
Right,
yeah, skating.
Yeah.
You're actually, it, not only was it your fucking hobby sounds stupid, but not only is it your fucking everyday thing, it's also your transportation.
Right.
So it was like, all those dudes work for Bertucci's. It was like a. That was the job to get, you know, Mizzou, Surge, Rick, I don't know, maybe Reason, yeah, definitely. So it was like, you were delivering pizzas on it.
On a fucking
Not only were you doing backside tail slides at Love all day, but you were delivering pizzas on 60s.
Right. Yeah. We were making fucking money from that thing.
I feel like a punk for riding 54s right now,
know,
skating FDR.
Too. Yeah.
Like, it makes sense. Like, you do a ledge trick and you have enough speed to fucking not push and do something else.
Especially on that marble, like, 60s, you're fucking good. Like, good to go.
Yeah, I never had the wherewithal to do a good line at Love. I had single tricks here and there and single videos that Vern sent to EST or, I don't know, what else? Definitely EST.
EST videos were sick.
Yeah, they were good. I was happy to be part of it, man.
We had tricks in 4-on-1.
Yeah, well, I don't know that except for you nerds fucking know more than I do about what I had.
Whatever. All right, well, let's fucking do some nerdy questions here. Were there any videos in, like, early and mid-90s that were, like, you were fucking super stoked on? Like, were you one of those kids that, like, saw the H Street videos and you were fucking blown away?
Oh,
and, like,
shit. That's
Plan
funny.
B videos and stuff?
Plan B for sure. I mean, that was, like, when I was breaking ankles because I fucking wanted to die for skateboarding. But, yeah. You know, questionable.
Questionable?
But this is not the new H Street video. It was probably the jump off.
That was the one?
Yeah. Nate Hamburger, the younger kid.
He had that?
He had that. And I learned about Operation Ivy.
Dude.
Which was cool.
I mean,
I don't like ska, but I like Operation Ivy.
Yeah. I learned a lot. Like, I found a lot of my favorite music from, like, skate videos, too.
Oh, yeah. All skateboarders, man.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know about Slayer if it wasn't for Mean Gene.
Yeah. All right. Well, here's another question.
And the Plan B videos.
Favorite Slayer album?
Oh, South of Heaven for sure.
South of Heaven.
Mandatory Suicide and Wade Spires part in Hot Batch. Was it Hot Batch?
I don't know. But I know.
He's
I know
not even a street skater, but yeah. I think it was Hot Batch, Wade Spire.
Wade Spire is a shit.
Slayer. And then obviously Tus Pappas, Rain and Blood, Vert. It's like. Yeah, I mean, I watch more vert skating than street skating then.
You didn't
you know?
Have the vert fast forward button?
Nah, I didn't. Yo, you know what I did fast forward? Talking about questionable. We always fast forwarded Rodney Mullen's part because the fucking.
See, that shit blew my mind when I was a little kid. Yo, I wasn't in the thick of it though.
But at that point in your life, the fucking music was goddamn irritating.
What song did he skate to? I can't remember.
Hold on, let me think. It's a fucking goddamn wonderful world or something?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Pre-emo? But it was like, it just killed it for me.
It does make or break, like, a part sometimes. Man.
Oh, it broke fucking Mad Trans World videos, dude. Fucking who's editing this shit? Nerds. People that don't skate get to be the media dudes. Or they become the media dudes because they can't skate and they want a part of it so bad.
Yeah. What about, like, Blind Video Days? I know a lot of people.
Oh, yeah, that one for sure. Hamburger had that one. Hamburger had it all. That was, like, the mecca of the burbs was this little kid that fucking ripped. That had all the skate videos. I don't know where the fuck how he came into tune with all this shit even. You know?
Yeah, was there a shop around?
Cheapskates was the only place to get boards.
Okay. But yeah, they obviously had all that other stuff too.
And yo, they had a million boards.
Sick.
They had like fucking probably... That I would say they had 200 boards.
Damn.
At a time.
That's a lot.
All the current shit. Every graphic you saw on the back of Thrasher.
Yeah, they had it.
When you're in fucking school and you're just looking at the back of Thrasher daydreaming.
Yeah.
And you're like, that graphic's cool.
You could go and buy the cheapskates that day if you had the means.
Everybody wants the Corey O'Brien.
Dude, that graphic's so sick.
Yeah.
The skull.
I mean, and...
Flaming skull.
Yeah, direct relation to tattooing, like...
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's a sick tattoo.
Do you feel that your, like, skateboard graphics had a lot to do with, like, you getting into art and stuff?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I always drew. I would go to church with my grandmother, and I hated it so much. She would give me a pen and paper, and I would fucking...
You just scratch away.
Get on my knees in church, facing towards the bench, not the fucking altar. And I would draw, like... I think I would draw, like, cars.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would draw cars.
Sick.
But, yeah, anyway, that's how she would get me to go to church. Because they would take all the other kids into the other room for the brainwashing mid-church.
Sunday.
For the real brainwashing. And I'd be like, I don't know those motherfuckers. But I didn't talk like that then. So yeah, I'd be like, I don't want to go. And I probably cried and peed myself.
So you knew what you were doing, though.
Yeah, so I would get to, while my grandmother got to listen to some dude spew some shit, I would get to sit there and draw. So, yeah, I guess Elaine Moyer got me into tattooing.
That's rad. Yeah, what's so how did that happen? I mean, we don't have to get fully into it, but...
Just basically, like... I would definitely say it came from looking at the back of that fucking Thrasher and seeing all the artwork on all the boards, because it was like, not only was skateboarding like fucking the coolest thing I could possibly think of doing with my life as a kid, but it was like the art was fucking amazing.
Yeah, it was super good.
And I guess that's why my tattoos now basically, hopefully, look like old skateboard graphics.
I mean, I would definitely agree with that, for sure. Yeah,
so that's why. That's I'm sick. A skateboarder that tattoos, you know?
Yeah. That's not fucking awesome.
And there's a lot of tattooers that skate, which is awesome, you know? It's fucking great. Sure. Most of the fucking dudes I work with, I skated at one point or another.
Yeah.
Yeah, Black Vulture Gallery. Hoodie skated, Chad skated. Bird gave me a birdhouse board that he got that was an ocean howl.
I
have an ocean howl that Bird gave me I gotta hang up.
Are you fucking serious?
Yo, it has like fucking, has like James Way trucks on it though.
Jeez.
It's like Bird's first board. But James, how funny Way. Is it? It was birdhouse.
Yeah. That's
but it's an ocean howl.
Ocean howl.
With some graphics I, maybe he did. Whatever, I got it in my basement. It's pretty dope. I gotta hang it up.
Damn, that's fucking awesome.
But yeah, those dudes all skated at some point. That's Bird sick, was like graffiti dude more.
Yeah, but that all went fucking...
Everybody started tattooing.
Dude. Yeah, that's so sick.
Chad skated ditches and fucking... he's from Alabama, but he definitely skated those Arizona, New Mexico ditches. Like I think the, he even had some in Alabama. Shit. Yeah.
That's sick.
Which is like... I never really got to do that till I was like 19. I didn't even skate any ditches in New Mexico. I skated a backyard pool at an old folks' home
with some farmers.
Yeah, dude. Jay was not the most athletic, but he could rip it fucking skating. I remember I had to pull him over the brick wall when we got chased out. You know, like I got a boost, you know, and then he's like, boost me over the wall, and then it's like, all right, now I got to pull the bigger dude over the wall.
Yeah.
With that's Tallahassee and Simonetti. Simonetti, I think, was still running the shop. I don't think he came with.
Yeah, that's so crazy, dude. Johnny's going to be stoked when he hears that.
We skated a backyard mini ramp that had Masonite on it. I forget the dude, but he was a UPS driver that Simonetti also set us up with. And I'm like, yo, you have a Masonite ramp in your backyard with, like, couches? He's like, it never rains here.
Yeah.
It's like a fire pit couch and a Masonite mini ramp in the backyard.
Good. Speaking of backyard mini ramps, what was the deal with involving the dreadlock? That story? Because that's a good fucking story.
That was...
That was pretty...
The dreadlock
pretty recent,
collection.
But like recent enough.
Yeah. It was this Matt Dekatowski, this kid in out by Quakertown where I grew up. Like, backyard ramps are the thing. He built one as an adult, and it's honestly the best mini ramp. It was like... basically across the street from this biker bar called the Wagon Wheel that had the best wings in the planet. But they built this massive ramp attached to a treehouse on his parents' property that basically every skateboarder could just go rage and live in this treehouse or pre-bam treehouse.
Yeah, yeah.
And really good ramp. I think it's still there to this day. I haven't really talked to those dudes. But, like, yeah, I think it's the first time I've shot an AK-47 at a beer keg. They have Matt stock, or they used to.
That's dope. Well, what was the deal? You had to do something. What was the trick first try, and you got to pull one of his dreadlocks?
Oh, right. So, flip tricks on mini ramps, you know, not... We were both, like, doing backside kickflips on the mini ramp. It's not even that cool of a story, but...
I think it's pretty sick, but...
He was doing backside kickflips on his mini ramp, and I was like, oh, I'm like, yo, let me try that with you. Because honestly, you like ask, so you're not like, trying to one-up your buddy or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
When there was rules, I guess. And so I was like, all right, yo, I was so hyped. I was like, yo, let's like bet on it, you know? Like, let's bet for backside flips on the ramp. And I'm like, let me get one of your dreadlocks if I do it before you. I eventually won at one point. And I was like, yo, let me get one. I want that one. And he was like, you don't get to pick. And he grabbed a little one that was like his sideburns and tore one off his own head and handed it to me. So I had that one. I had a dirty mat one. I had a bag of dreadlocks that I would like...
Fuck, I had a couple in the back of my head. I should have given you one. I don't know where they are.
When I moved out of the dude ranch in West Philly, I fucking threw away my... It looked like a bag of drugs or something. Like a bag of dreadlocks.
The ranch. Fuck. Well, I think we just got the boot out of the park.
Okay.
All right, we're back. We got the boot from the skate park. We're back at Moyer's house. So, yeah, you get back from San Francisco, skating around Philly. What was going on in, like, the late 90s, early 2000s in Philly?
Mostly skating the Northeast. Like, we go downtown, like, occasionally. But for the most part, we would just go to FDR with, like, a case of beer, Black Label.
Nice.
I don't know. I guess we thought it was cool because there was a skateboard company called that.
Yeah.
And, Canadian like, beer. Eat mushrooms, and he would make me skate vert. So it would be, like, Jay, probably definitely Mendito. And Iola, I remember, was there skating vert. I guess he just came off a knee injury, and he was there padded up, like, fucking doing, like, back-to-back fucking grinds, like, crush, like, holy shit, what the
heavy fucking Ricky grinds?
He's just, I don't know, grinding the shit out of the vert ramp.
Yeah.
And I'm just, like, ripped with Skopakis, who's, like, doing backside tail grabs face high, and people were yelling at me to skate. And I remember I went for a tail tap, because that was, like, the extent of my shit. I'd, like, tail tap, try to do, like, I don't know, what would I have been trying there? Oh, probably, like, a backside air. Like, tail tap, and try a backside air out of a fucking weak tail tap. But I remember I hung up and fell straight to flat, like, tripping my face off of mushrooms. And Mendito came over, and he was like, yo. Because I had known him from Cheapskates. He was always, like, dad figure there.
Yeah.
And years later, you know, he was like, yo, please just wear knee pads. Like, I knew how to knee slide. I'm still running out of everything. I can't fucking knee slide or fall on my back and slide out on your ass like these kids do. Like, where did you learn that?
Right.
Like, I just run out of everything like an idiot. But I remember Mendito gave me these fucking knee pads, and they were Rector Fat Boys. Mm-hmm. And we go home or whatever. I live with Jay in an apartment above his grandparents in Rockledge, it was. And Northeast off, like, Cottman Avenue. And he was like, yo, you don't even fucking skate vert. He's like, let me get them knee pads.
He's hustling you for knee pads.
And I was like, yeah, of course. You know, it's your homie. You're like, thank you for letting me live with you.
Right.
Here's the knee pads, man. Also say that, like, I rode for New School at that point, too, when I was getting 14 boards a month.
Yeah.
That's why I called him all the time, because I was, like, destitute working at, like, a Foot Locker or something. And I would sell all the boards, and I think, like, years later, he'd be like, you never even gave me any boards. You got 14 boards a month, you never even gave me any. I'm like, I gave you, like, a board. I gave him at least one. But it was, like, as far as, like, wanting to be a sponsored skateboarder, New School at that time was, like, the coolest shit. Like, all these dudes rode for them. I didn't even know it was, like, what Alva used to be at the time. Because they did Arsenal. They did ATM Click. Like, guess that's a Gons company. I think they might even be redoing that, which is awesome. ATM Click.
I know they're redoing, like, all the New Deal stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's sick, too.
Yeah.
Rick and Tim Ashiel rode for the New Deal.
Dude, that shit was fucking...
I hope they put them back on.
7-year glitch.
Yeah. Good stuff.
The one New School, other one besides the 8-Ball I remember, was they had the Chucky cutting the fucking Jack in the Box.
That was a New School graphic? Yeah. I don't remember that.
It was, like, early New School, though, and I always wanted that just because it was Chucky, and that shit was fucking, you know, right after it came out or whatever, but...
Oh, Pete Malenko was the dude. I was trying to remember his name.
From...
He had a part in a New School video. It was like, and he skated to Take a Walk on the Wild Side.
Oh, okay.
But it was like, the thing I remember the most from that video was him, like, bombing a hill and, like, frontside flipping off a curb cut.
Damn.
Like, cooking down a hill to take a walk on the wild side.
That's sick.
And, yeah, I was, like, hyped to be part of that, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, Pete Malenko. Because, like, the only reason I had anything to do with that company was because, I don't know, Vert Skaters was like, this dude's okay.
They're just backing him.
Yeah, they...
You're a little street skater hanging out with all the Vert dudes.
Yeah.
That's sick.
I would see them at the skate park.
Right. So were you, did you start skating FDR a lot then? The other things were starting to get...
Very beginning. I actually got to skate with a fucking Pat Duffy one day.
No shit.
Yeah, when it was very early in the game, he like... I think he did like a backside nose blunt on the CIA pocket.
Wow.
Like backside nose blunt, backside reaver. But like we skated a titty together, you know, like one of the bumps.
Yeah, yeah.
And like he was doing he was like backside flipping it every time. I was like trying to 360 flip it. And he was like hyping me up, like, yo, do this. And he like seriously backside flipped it every time.
That's
but I was
so
like,
sick.
Dude, I just got to skate with Pat Duffy. It was like 97 or something, yeah. Realistically. But yeah, you could definitely find that footage because I've seen it recently. Pat Duffy did a backside nose blunt, backside revert on the CIA pocket.
Yeah, I wonder if it's in one of those.
Like just partying, hanging out. Like,
yeah,
it's not a big deal.
Yeah, dude was going.
Like, it's not a big deal at all.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? And like nobody was doing anything like that.
Right.
And all I seen was that dude crush handrails.
Right.
Like, dude, and he just shows up at FDR and murder.
Plan B fucking parts.
But yeah, the backside skate flip the over the titty was tight, dude.
That's so sick.
I seen Fall Guy backside 180 him that smooth and cool, but this is a backside flip.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy. When did you meet Fall Guy?
Who knows? I think like Pack days when those dudes from Maryland, Mike Furman and Scott Vienz,
mm-hmm.
Nate's dad, they had the shop called Packed, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't understand what the name meant.
I never went there, but I remember seeing, like, stickers, like, all over.
Yeah, like, all the homies rode for them. It was, like, Skopakis was there doing God knows... I don't know. I don't even know if he rode for them or he was, like...
He's just there.
Roadie. He's just there. And so they had a team, and it was, like, JR, Tony, Omar, this kid little Chris. I forget his last name. And, bunch of other dudes. So anyway, that's around when I met Fall Guy.
You met Fall Guy?
Because he was definitely like part of the crew.
Sick. Fucking Fall Guy.
Yeah, I don't... You got me thinking now.
Still it's, ripping.
Fall Guy's still ripping. Someone collided with him at Drunk vs. Sober.
Really?
And he like fucked his shoulder up.
Fuck.
So he's not
skating.
It's
the last thing
right
he
now.
Needs, dude.
Well, he was like, come skate.
Good thing it wasn't his knees, you know?
Yeah, well, he's like missing two ACLs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But he's like, yeah, come skate. It's cool. I'm like, doesn't look that cool.
Yeah. He can still switch frontside grind to fucking vert ramp.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. He can carve the whole park switch easy.
Mm-hmm. Like, make it look good.
Yeah, he used to like bet me money and then I just like give up and pay him. Fuck, I don't even care about doing it. Like,
Fall Guy.
Like, good.
Yeah, sick.
But yeah, I'm definitely Pack days, Macias.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so that's when you met Jay, too?
Yeah, yeah. And then the dude Ranches started.
Right. Well, that's when Jay and Brax, right, that opened up Slave?
Yeah.
It was on Lancaster Ave?
Yeah, they had that shop. We were actually right there today at a flea market, but...
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that exact spot today, Brax had a fucking shop. Brax and Kaz and Jay. Yeah, mm-hmm. Slave. They were like doing those shirts that cops would buy.
It's like early 2000s. Yeah, it was the fucking.
They were like
stencils.
Spray paint gun stencils and
I had
holsters.
A hat, dude. With
oh,
like,
yeah. We all had the hat.
Yeah, yeah. Fetus or Stens, Skeletor, whatever you want to call him. Like, I was in a band with him and 2001 when we played FDR and 4th of July, and like that's when I met all those dudes.
Yeah, the trucker hats with the guns on them.
I still had it up until like 5 years ago and I lost it.
They were just spray paint stencils, but they had like sickest clothing on.
They were like, it was like the hat I had was camo, like the camo trucker on the mesh and then like the brim. It was sick as fuck. Just like a round of like fucking AK bullets, you know, like a magazine.
Or I remember that one. And the name was like in them negatively.
Negatively. Super sick.
But yo, it was funny. Cops used to come in there all the time, like in uniform. Like, you got them gun shirts?
Really?
Yeah, all the time.
That's so rad.
They were like the biggest fans. Was like West Philly cops would buy the gun shirts.
That's so sick. Pretty rad.
But yeah, there was like a good crew. Like it was a meetup spot like Sub-Zero was, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like that was the best thing about skate shops, you know. It was like there wasn't phones.
Yeah, you just meet at the shop.
Or if you did, you had a flip phone.
Mm-hmm. Or a beeper.
Or a beeper. Oh yeah, definitely a beeper. That's how you got people to ditch school. Call from your mom's house phone. Be like, yo, this is where we're at. They get a page. They go use this payphone at their school.
That's so sick.
And they're like, I'll be right there. Cool, we need a ride.
But yeah, the Dude Ranch.
Which one? There's like, I think there's Dude Ranch 3 now. I think it's Chad and Dirty Matt.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm talking about
Dude Ranch. I have a house with a dude called Koala Man. I think it's Dude Ranch 3.
Dude Ranch. I'm talking about like fucking 829 49th Street.
Oh, Tasker?
No.
Wait, oh.
The Dude Ranch.
Oh, that West one.
Philly Dude Ranch.
Dude Ranch Dose with Jason the Mexican.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's Dude Ranch Dose. The original one was North Street, Dax's spot.
Okay.
Where, like, you'd fall asleep on the couch, you'd wake up with, like, Kaz and Brax sleeping on you.
Sick.
They're like, cool blanket, bro.
Yeah, two gigantic dudes fucking sleeping on you.
But, yeah, they were always there. That's where I met them. No, actually, I met them at 34, 39 Lancaster.
Was that another house?
Yeah, that was the West Philly one.
Okay.
Where I met Andy.
Sick.
And it was like a JR lived there. It was like a Drexel like student house.
Uh-huh.
And like Andy was like a skateboarder. And then I think, I don't know how that house even went down because it was just a takeover of skateboarders. Like JR lived there. Damien lived there at one point. Kaz and Brax were always there. Who else was there? Jeff Stockbridge lived there.
Okay.
Like
sick.
There's so many people.
Heavy fucking hitters. That's rad. So you're still skating Love at all that time? Or are you just skating the park a lot?
Periodically, I hated running from the cops, so I was like,
yeah.
I would go occasionally.
Time at that point too.
And people like show up there with me in the car.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you assholes. Justin Blue just.
Yeah.
Yeah, that kid. He'd be like, just pull up at Love. He'd be like, you said you wanted to skate. That's not even his voice. I can't even remember, but. Yeah. I'm like, we're here now.
Yeah.
Like, all right, cool.
Yeah, that shit wasn't fun. Running from cops. There, at least. Get hit by a fucking car or something. It was gnarly.
I think the only thing on my record is like a $25 ticket from Skating City Hall in like 98.
I got one. Yeah. I got one of those.
It's like a 20. I got tackled by a dude in an Eagles jersey rolling through City Hall just being like, I'm not getting in trouble. I'm not getting in trouble. All paranoid. And some random dude in Eagles jersey rushes out of the crowd and fucking tackles me to the ground. So I'm like, naturally going to fight back a little bit until I realize you're just fucking toast. Yeah. And then he's got his badge, and yeah, and then they locked me to a bench underneath City Hall. There was like a whole jail under City Hall.
Yeah, yeah. That shit was fucked up. Those gnarly rails that cost him fucking nose slid.
Oh, is that what I was thinking 50-50, but yeah, yeah, yeah. It was like a...
Well, the wasn't the that curved some kind of contest? Down, yeah. Yeah, it was the X Games.
Yeah, like everybody that's looked at that forever. Costin shows up.
Do you remember when the X Games were in
slide.
Town?
It was the like, X Games. Yeah. Street at City Hall.
At City Hall. Kerry won.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, Probably.
Carrie gets one. For sure.
But yo, Costin fucking nose-slid the curly rail into the basement. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was crazy. No one's ever even fucked... Yo, Rich Adler. Rich Adler tried to 50-50 it. I think he like jumped off like halfway down.
Yeah, you don't want to fall.
No, Rich Adler like had 50-50 to the basement and like where the floor level meets. I think he like jumped.
Jumped off?
Yeah. That backside, I believe.
Damn, back 50? Mm-hmm. That's fucking gnarly.
Yeah, I think he's goofy foot, right? Yeah, he's goofy foot.
Yeah, he's goofy.
Backside 50-50.
Back 50, that weird thing by the locust bar.
Like a curvy white where fucking there's that ledge also that weird at a fountain?
Quarter pipe. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right by the locust bar. It's like right across the street.
Yeah, back 50, yeah.
That thing.
Of course. It's like right at the hospital.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's but, just fucked up.
Yeah, the best part of that is that, no offense, Rich, but it's like he doesn't really skate transition, mm-hmm. but he grinded the fuck out of like a quarter pipe that was like 8 feet off the ground. And
dude, you get kicked out like immediately there.
Yeah, you have like three shots. That
weird fucking like tranny.
We just drop in on it and get kicked out immediately, but he did. Was it at night? I think it was a day photo.
Yeah, it was during the day. There's footage of it too.
Yeah, he backside 50-50 that thing. But it's like a sliding board and shoots you off straight for about like 10 inches or something.
He fucking got the whole thing.
Oh, yeah, it was one of the coolest things.
That dude grew up like two towns over from me, man. He lived like behind my ex-girlfriend. Like, it's crazy.
That's a one push thing for sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because you have to start like in the fountain or something.
Fucking pushes one time, yeah, and just back 50s it. It's fucking so sick.
Wow, that's funny how we came to that. Yeah, Rich. Everybody. So many people. Jack's a back. Yo, I got a fucking... I have a Jack's a back photo in the basement that I just got from Frankie cleaning out his garage. Mm-hmm. Frankie's like a contractor now.
Yeah, yeah.
Like photo Frankie.
Yep.
But I went there to like grab a piece of wood, honestly, and I missed these two photos. So I like he told me and I went back and they were actually just like sitting on the street. They were like for the taking, but it was a Zabak ollie over a bump over bar and like a Stevie Williams like fuck like switch heel flip over like a can on flat or whatever. They're in the basement. I could show you.
Sick.
Yeah, they're covered in dust. Those. I have to clean them.
That's all good.
But yeah, they're dope as shit. But I remember, I think when I lived with him, he like had them hanging out.
I still want to get a print of that photo of you. That was a backside 180 in Old City.
Oh, yeah, that was a mirroring photo.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, like, the only photo I ever had in Slap, and that was definitely the day I was like, I'm good. I'm just going to go to fucking work.
Dude, that photo is sick. It's fucking super gnarly. What year was that? Was that, like, late 90s? Early 2000?
I think it was, like, 2000.
2000?
Yeah, yeah. That was actually the day I met John Mehring, because me and Damien and I... We're just like on a regular weekend warrior shit. Cause I think I was living in the burbs at that time, but I would come down and stay with him every weekend. And we'd go around, but he brought me there because I said I wanted to do it, mm-hmm. and then I guess he must have called Mehring, and that was the day I met Mehring, and Mehring shot the photo.
Yeah, it's a sick.
He's like, most of the photos were fucking trash, but there was that one.
That one's good, dude. It looks really like fucking cool. The spot's really sick, and
yeah,
this looks cool.
Actually, I skated that spot for the first time with that kid Nate Hamburger initially told you about. Yeah,
no shit.
Yeah, like we skated it at night one time, and that's crazy. Ollied it, and then I like wanted to go step it up.
Back 180. Well, how you feeling, dude? You want to talk about anything else? I'm going to ask you a couple more nerdy questions, but...
This is your show.
Well, I don't know.
I'm having a good time.
Sick. Well, if you had to pick an all-time favorite video part, what would it be?
It's a tough one, but maybe Chris Markovich 101 video.
Sick. Okay.
Maybe. I don't know, dude. So many good things. Or anything Fred Gall.
Anything Fred Gall?
Anything Fred Gall. Or, like, anything Danny Way or...
Yeah.
Dude, so many.
I know, it's a hard question, but some people have that one that fucking sticks out.
Yeah, I don't know.
Chris Markovich is
anybody I'm friends with, realistically.
Oh, what? All right, so that reminds me, talking about Chris Markovich, I wanted to ask you this earlier when we were talking about San Francisco. Did you ever get to skate Jim Thibode's ramp?
No. You were there? No, I didn't really get to do too much. Jay got to, like, do all the, like, all things. That stuff. And I would kind of, like, hang back and find my place.
Just go rip around. Because I recently
lurk around, exactly.
Rewatched that contest video. It's like the Jim's ramp, like, contest. That's on Cardiel's trying.
Oh, yeah, he had a mini ramp, right?
And, like, Markovich is, like, crushing it.
No, I actually never got to skate that one.
It's like
Andy's ramp is the coolest thing I skated in San Francisco, I guess.
I mean, that's like, just to even see that, the cardio went through those rafters, that's like
so gnarly. To see it in person is like... Yeah.
That's one of the sickest photos of fucking all time, for sure. And that brings me to the next nerd question. Do you have a favorite skate photo or one that, or a couple that stick out?
Skate photos?
Yeah. That's a harder one. That makes people's fucking...
Yeah, what's it? Fuck. I don't know. I feel like... Maybe, like, setting the standard stuff would have to be one of them, so I'm trying to think of that. Like, probably, I don't know, don't they call that gap at EMB the Gons or something?
Gap.
Yeah. Yeah, probably anything over that.
Over that?
Yeah, I would have to say that.
Yeah.
Or any, like, switch flip trick on a vert ramp. That shit.
Yeah, that's fucking gnarly.
Anything over the Gons or anything switch on vert that's a flip trick air.
Right. Well, fuck yeah, dude. I think that's a wrap.
That's how you're gonna wrap it up. Fuck yeah,
dude.
How
you feeling? Good?
I'm good.
Sick.
I had a good time with you today.
Yeah, man. It was a lot of fun.
We skated FDR together for the first time in like probably 5 years.
Yeah. No doubt. Sick. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. And always remember that four wheels brought us here.